Lesotho is spoken of outside Lesotho infrequently, and usually as one third of the answer to a staple pub quiz question. Name the only three monarchies in Africa. The other two, incidentally, are Morocco and Eswatini, the latter of which has also become a pub quiz perennial in its own right in recent years, as the answer to the question of what Swaziland used to be called. Lesotho appears in the world's headlines even less frequently. This is perhaps unsurprising. Though geographically bigger than you might guess, it's about the size of Belgium, Lesotho is home to barely 2 million people and landlocked within South Africa, which is generally more of an attention magnet. And actually, Lesotho is one of only three countries in the world whose territory is completely enclosed by one other country. The other two are San Marino and the Vatican. That one comes up occasionally as well. This lack of non-pub quiz regard for Lesotho is unfair. Its history since independence in 1966 has been pretty interesting, if often stressful for its citizens. Coups, counter-coups, civil conflicts, and palace intrigues. Even by those standards, however, events in recent weeks have been remarkable, and events in recent days remarkable even by the standards of recent weeks.
Today I wish to reiterate my announcement to retire from office. I might still have the necessary zeal and fervor to continue saving my people and country, but the truth is that at my age I've lost most of my energy. I'm not as energetic as I used to be a few years ago.
On Monday, Lesotho's 80-year-old Prime Minister, Thomas Tabane, announced his resignation. This news followed Tabane's attempt this past weekend to shore up his position by calling Lesotho's army into the streets, and that followed his suspension of Parliament in March, which he claimed was necessitated by the COVID-19 pandemic, despite the fact that Lesotho had not then, and indeed has not yet, reported a single case of the virus.
There are some elements, political elements for that matter, who want to take advantage of the prevailing situation to try and subvert rule of law.
And all of that seems to have been a consequence of the fact that the Prime Minister is, at most, at just one remove from being on the hook for the murder of his former wife. Lipolelo Tabane was shot dead in June 2017, a couple of weeks after Thomas Tabane had been elected Prime Minister, but a couple of days before he was sworn in. Thomas Tabane turned up to be inaugurated with his long-established girlfriend on his arm, and the benefit of the doubt was generally extended. Thomas and Lipolelo had been separated for some while, though not formally divorced, and Lesotho does have a depressingly high murder rate. It might have been a coincidence. Lesotho's police thought otherwise. In February, they charged the Prime Minister's paramour, by now his wife, Mzaya Tabane, and therefore Lesotho's First Lady, with murder. They also wanted a word with the Prime Minister, but he first decamped to South Africa for conveniently timed medical treatment, and then tried to argue that he couldn't be charged with anything because he was Prime Minister.
We were informed that there was a plan to get us arrested. Actually, I think it's been the rationale behind the deployment or getting us arrested is simply because of the case that we are handling involving the Prime Minister.
Tabane now appears to have accepted that the jig is up, and that he's not going to get a better offer in the circumstances than the, quote, dignified, graceful and secure retirement, unquote, he has now been promised by Lesotho's government. This offer has been made, and apparently accepted, under clear pressure from intermediaries sent by South Africa, which is wary of trouble in Lesotho. In 1998, a South African intervention force was deployed to the tiny kingdom to subdue an outbreak of post-election chaos. Several South African soldiers were killed, and much of Lesotho's capital, Maseru, was damaged or destroyed. South Africa also has more fundamental concerns. Lesotho's mountains are a crucial source of South Africa's water.
Lesotho Highlands Water Project officials are telling South Africans to grit their teeth just a little longer. Routine maintenance has led to a halt in water supply to Gauteng for 2 months.
But officials say they are on track to have it backed up and running at the beginning of next month. Now, Lesotho is also in the midst of a drought, with dam levels lower than usual.
As we go to air, it is uncertain precisely when Thomas Thabane will leave office. He had previously suggested July, whereas the South African mediators suggested immediately. Nor is it entirely clear whether Thabane and or Mrs. Thabane are to be preemptively exonerated of blame for the murder of Thabane's ex-wife. Both deny involvement. It is difficult, however, to imagine a story this weird being drawn to a completely discreet conclusion, however much all concerned might prefer it. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.